A bill that would expand gun rights and a measure to move the State Veterans Center in Tallahena both failed this week in the state legislature. As part of our series, Capital Insider, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley about those bills and ongoing efforts to raise teacher pay.
Sean, House Bill 2323 by Senator Josh Brkeen is a bill expanding gun rights. Now, it failed. What would it have done, and why did it fail?
Well, this bill would have addressed the issue of having a loaded gun in a car, particularly for someone who does not have a Self-Defense Act permit. It would have permitted someone to carry a loaded weapon in their vehicle. Otherwise, they would be violating state law and would be subject to a fine. This bill was hotly debated in the Senate Public Safety Committee on Thursday. A number of members expressed concern that an individual without a Self-Defense Act license would not have proper gun training and therefore it would create a dangerous situation. Others were concerned about the fact that it had an age of 21 in it when many people are still in college. And as we know, there's a prohibition on people having weapons on college campuses, and there was concern that it might supersede that law.
What was Senator Brkeen's argument?
Senator Brkeen pointed out that as Oklahomans and as Americans, we all have a Second Amendment right to bear arms. However, if you look at the Oklahoma statutes, he said, it seems to begin from the premise that the opposite is true, that carrying weapons is in fact illegal, and it creates a number of conditions and premises under which you can do that. However, that was not enough to sway the committee, and the bill failed. Like any measure before the legislature, though, nothing is dead until the end. So it's possible we could see that language again.
Another bill that failed was one that potentially could have moved the Tallahena Veterans Center.
Right. This has been a controversial measure throughout the legislative process this year, Senate Bill 544. What it would have done was would be to begin the process of moving the Veterans Center that is located in Tallahena to somewhere else in southeast or east central Oklahoma, probably the Poteau area. The center there is quite old. It was originally built for some other purpose, is three stories tall and in need of repair, and unfortunately has been the site of at least one resident's death. A number of issues were raised as to why this bill should not move forward, ranging from the fact that many of the residents have told their legislators that they're quite happy there, to concerns about the effect on the local economy.
Does this vote say anything about the legislature's overall approach toward veteran centers?
I'm not sure that it does in terms of all the Veterans Center. I think what it does reflect are concerns about that one center in particular. Moving forward, Representative Tommy Hardin indicated that there would be an interim study on the issue more than likely, so we will get a better sense of where lawmakers stand on the issue of Veterans Centers in general, and that one in particular, this summer.
The House version of a teacher pay raise bill passed.
That's right. The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Education approved House Bill 1114 on Tuesday. This bill is the 1-2-3 plan. It provides for a $1,000 raise, a $2,000 raise, and then a $3,000 raise. One of the questions that remains and one of the issues that was brought up in the committee meeting is how is this going to be paid for, an issue that the legislature has yet to resolve.
Still no idea on that.
That's exactly right. No revenue-raising measures have come through and no funding source has been identified.
And we're expecting a report on the General Revenue Fund from Preston Dorflinger soon.
That's right. We heard from Treasurer Ken Miller this past week indicating that revenues for the month of March were down compared to the prior year. It depends on which taxes are involved, how that affects the General Revenue Fund, but we should get an idea from Secretary Dorflinger this next week.
That's the Capital Insider, eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. As always, thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapital collaborate each week on Capital Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at eCapital and at KGOU News.